troops marched into the streets of Phnom Penh and forced the inhabitants of this city into the countryside. About 6 months later, Security Center 21 was established here. This had been a high school, a place of quiet lessons and laughter. Now it became a place of lies and torture and unbearable pain. The Khmer Rouge held Cambodia in an iron grasp for 3 years, 8 months and 20 days. On the 7th of January 1979, they were driven out by a combined force of Vietnamese troops and Cambodians who had defected from their leader, Pol Pot. 2 days passed before the raiders discovered S-21. The staff had fled. Records had been destroyed, but 14 bodies remained. Prisoners who were still being interrogated. They had been murdered and left behind. There was no way to identify them. Their bodies were cremated, and these simple white stones were raised in their memory. Beside the graveyard, there is a large red stone sign. It names the archive of this museum as part of the memory of the world. This monument declares that the United Nations Cultural Organization, UNESCO, has registered the records of what happened here as valuable to all humankind. Documents found here provide a testament of inhumanity to be remembered for generations so that it will never happen again. When you pass the monument in a few moments, please stop and look at it. After your visit, you too will be a keeper of memory. Now please find a spot to listen to stop number 3. There, I will tell you about Building A, a place of great suffering. Genocide Museum, the site of the Khmer Rouge torture prison known as S-21. Please stay in this area, perhaps in the shade of these trees, while I give you some information that will help you today. You just entered a place of nightmares, filled with evidence of dreadful things that happened here from 1975 to 1979. I'm here to tell you about them. My name is Ross Kosal, and I am Cambodian. I will never forget those terrible years. From our family of 9, only 4 survived. My 2 brothers and 3 of my sisters have never been found. When you leave here, you will return to your normal life. But that was not true for the many thousands brought here by the Khmer Rouge. Their arrest had been ordered by the Angkor, the regime that ran this country for nearly 4 years. Most didn't know why they were arrested, but their arrest was proof of their guilt. Angkor was always right. Between 12 and 20,000 people were brought here to S-21. There are only 12 confirmed survivors. We will hear from 3 of them later. But before we begin, please check that you know how to work your audio player. You can pause or rewind if you want to hear something again on this narrowcaster's tour. Your brochure includes a map of the museum. Be sure to hold on to it. Below the map is a list of stops or stories. With the list, you can decide which ones to listen to. The first 3 stops are outside Building A. On your list, numbers 1, 2, and 3 are red. That means there are key stops, ones we recommend you listen to, even if your time is limited. As you walk around, look for audio tour stop signs, then press the number to hear the story. Some stops have layers with extra information, as you can see on your brochure. Much of what you will see today is deeply distressing. I will warn you as we go along when a story is particularly harsh. You might prefer to hear it outside, sitting on a bench, or even skip it. Stops 90 to 99 are anytime stops. You can listen to them anytime and any place. On them, you will be hearing a different narrator. The last two are music. Please be quiet and respectful, and don't smoke or write graffiti. This museum is also a memorial site. Now let's go to stop number two, the white graves inside the Building A runs beside the graveyard. It houses crucial evidence of suffering and brutal death. Special prisoners were held there. Important people whose identities were sometimes erased from the records. Please don't go into the building yet. First, look above the windows. When there were classrooms in this building, ventilation holes let breezes through. But the Khmer Rouge boarded up the ground floor vents. Iron bars were added to the windows and glass shutters that could be closed. Inside, prisoners were confined and tortured. They were forbidden to cry out, but they did, of course. In spite of the barriers, other prisoners heard them. S21, you see, was a very secret place. People were brought here in trucks, blindfolded. No one knew where they had gone. They might be held for weeks, even months. Some were tortured 3 times a day. Now, glance back towards the street outside. Did you notice the rows of jagged wire above the fence? It kept prisoners in and others out. The people who ran the country ruled by secrecy and fear in the name of Angkor. The name simply meant the organization. Suspicion was everywhere. Although Phnom Penh was almost empty, a second corrugated metal fence, just a few blocks away, guarded the prison too. The few workers who remained in this part of the city called S21, Kanlang Chol Mandal Chanh, the place people enter but never leave. So what was so secret about Building A? On the ground floor are 10 rooms, all much the same, once stained with blood. In each room is an iron bed where prisoners were shackled. On each bed is a set of leg irons and a munition box used for human waste. You'll also find old black and white pictures of bodies. They were photographed as they were found, chained to beds, mutilated and murdered. In one room, there is a table, perhaps a school desk. A prisoner may have sat there, writing his forced confession. If what he wrote was not what the interrogator wanted, the pages were crumpled up, and the torture continued. One interrogator remembered.
I had power over the enemy. I never thought of his life. When I raised my hand, my heart never checked my brain, never stopped my hands and feet from striking. My heart and my hand worked together. Torture was like that. Once we had the answers, we killed them all.
You can hear more inside Building A, at stop number 4. Please begin on the left and